welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertiliser Update. Today, we're going to be discussing the latest market news for the global urea market. And I'm delighted to welcome my colleagues, Deepika Tapliyal, based in London, and Mark Marlam, based in San Diego. So we're going to talk about urea today, and we're going to kick off with the part of the world that I'm looking after, which has been incredibly slow these past weeks. So Europe has been really slow after coming in with a big bang during the first quarter. But clearly, you know, the sowing is done, the application is done, they're complete now. So the next big focus for Europe will be harvest and you know, what the demand is going to be looking like post-harvest. We're still seeing some pockets of demand. Italy looks to be short of tons because they've got look like they're going to have a bumper year on them, corn application. But generally, it's very quiet and the trend is downwards in terms of price developments, really replicating what's going on internationally. Egypt too, very, very quiet this week. Netbacks would suggest possibly 340, some of the Egyptians were talking about. So Egypt is feeling some losses now. Reluctantly, sellers have confirmed that prices are on a bit of a downward trend, but this is largely the impact of demand easing in Europe and everything else that's going on internationally. So Deepika, what's happening? What's causing this downward trend?
Thank you, Julia. The big issue right now is China. There's so much supply over there and there's hardly any demand, because traditionally as well, if you look at May and June, those are the quietest months of the year. So that is not helping either. And here again, we have China producing at say 74-75% of capacity. There have been some shutdowns there, some maintenance, but that's not a lot. And no real demand in sight yet. Everywhere that you see, buyers are just waiting. There should be some demand from Mexico. There should be something from Central America. India should come back. But in every part of the world, buyers just wait. Even in Southeast Asia, they're too scared to step in now, because what if they buy now and prices fall even more in the next week? So every buyer is going to wait till the last minute to purchase. And the market actually needs a leader right now. And I think that will come in the form of India when they tender, probably in end of April or early May. The tender should come before the next monsoon season. But then again, what? China should have enough to supply most of the tender. What happens to Arab Gulf? What happens to Egypt? They'll have nowhere to go with demand so quiet in the rest of the world. So that will again pressure almost every region.
And Mark, in the US, we see that crop planting is advancing well. What's the situation there? Because we've seen some numbers, barge values eroding there this past week. But sentiment doesn't seem to be as bearish as, you know, the parts of the world that Deepika and I monitor closely.
Yeah, the market over here is, what we've seen is that corn planting as of the start of this week was at 4%. There had been some weather issues to close out March with some more wet and cold, and we're seeing a little bit of that lingering into April. So this whole ramping up of the planting season is going at a slow pace. I expect by next week, we'll probably see corn planting at least double, if not a little bit higher, because the farmers are getting after it as quickly as possible. This hasn't translated really into much uptick in the NOLA barge market, because it's twofold. One, I believe a lot of supply was moved in late February and through March. So I have an opinion that the U.S. market, at least at the farm gate, is pretty well supplied to get started for spring. Where the challenge will come from that side is when secondary applications start in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. Are we going to have enough supply? And that leads to the second part of the issue for the U.S. The U.S. has got tight inventory across the board. The imports have not really arrived to bring relief. It's still thought that they will, especially because there's some displaced international tons looking for home. So it's all kind of weighed on the NOLA values, and we've seen them come off a good bit this week. The general sentiment is that May values are going to stay under pressure, other than that we'll probably see some spikes for prompt and for upriver deliveries. But other than that this market's kind of on its trending down portion for the springtime.
Okay, thanks. That's really interesting. I think as Deepika was saying, you know, we need something to steer this market. And as we're all expecting, that's going to be India. It's all down to them. But look what happened. We were all expecting India to really, lend some bullish sentiment some weeks back. And in fact, it done quite the opposite. So we're very much in one of those wait and see modes, buyers on the sidelines. And, where's it all going to take us? So hopefully we'll be able to talk to you during our next installment and see where urea is for the second quarter and moving into the summer months. But please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Global Fertilizer Update, or catch up with all of the latest news on ICIS Dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Julia Meehan.
I'm Deepika Thapliyal.
And I'm Mark Myler.